And now your speaker is David Hayes Profater.
It's true our religious convictions are among the most motivating of all the factors in our lives. However, ours is the responsibility not to confuse our religious convictions with our emotionalisms and to be sure that our religious convictions aren't affected by those. All of us who have any approach to the Scriptures at all have some understanding of what is there and what is required of us. However, our understanding of the Scriptures has no effect at all on the truth of the Scriptures. Were I to speak, and you through carelessness did not absorb exactly what I said, your understanding of what I said would not change what I actually said at all. Same is true of the Word of God. If our desire is to serve Him, our approach to that needs to be without prejudice or perception of thought. Rather, one must take the Scriptures for what they in reality and actuality say, and for no more, and certainly for no less. When our understanding becomes the standard in the place of the Scriptures themselves, then God is left entirely out of it all. That prejudice and preconception of which we spoke are those that give birth to careless approaches to Scripture. We may want so badly for the Scriptures to say something that they don't, that we may treat them as if they did say that anyway. The same is true of that which the Scriptures do say. If the first few verses of Matthew 15 teach us anything at all, they teach us that only the doctrine of God produces faithful Christians, and that the commandments of men can produce nothing but hypocrites and vain worshipers. If we become so steeped in religious doctrines of human origin that we refuse to see the glaring difference in this and the word of truth, then God help us. If when we hear the Savior Jesus Christ Himself tell us that those who attempt to approach Him on the basis of men's doctrines are doing so in vain, yet we insist that He would be pleased with our point of view in the matter, there is no further help that God can give us. That there is hypocrisy in men's doctrines is today's word, fitly spoken.